这是高中2023级第二次诊断性考试英语听力测试。做题时，请先将答案标在试卷上。录音内容结束后，你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到答题卡上。下面是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day, except Thursday, we have a language evening.People can come and practice their languages. You know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay, well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束，听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段录音，每段录音后有一个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段录音后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段录音播放两遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。听下面的录音，回答第一小题。
I've been feeling a little under the weather lately with a sore throat and a slight cough.
Don't worry. Let me check you first and see what's wrong.
I've been feeling a little under the weather lately with a sore throat and a slight cough.
Don't worry. Let me check you first and see what's wrong.
听下面的录音，回答第二小题。
Hi, I'd like to open a bank account for my son. He'll be using it at university.
Sure. May I see his ID, please?
Oh, no. I forgot to pick it up at the police station. Hi, I'd like to open a bank account for my son. He'll be using it at university.
Sure.May I see his ID, please?
Oh, no. I forgot to pick it up at the police station.
听下面的录音，回答第三小题。
What a show, Ron! The colors and the designs are incredible. The theme park must have put in lots of effort.
Definitely, Becky. The fireworks are so breathtaking in the starless night sky.
What a show, Ron. The colors and the designs are incredible. The theme park must have put in lots of effort.
Definitely, Becky. The fireworks are so breathtaking in the starless night sky.
Hello, I'd like to climb Hengshan Mountain tomorrow. How can I get there?
You can take a taxi, but it's a bit expensive. Or you can take the coach between the scenic areas. It's cheaper, but you'll need to walk to the foot of the mountain.
I see. I'd rather save some money. Hello, I'd like to climb Hengshan Mountain tomorrow. How can I get there?
You can take a taxi, but it's a bit expensive. Or you can take the coach between the scenic areas. It's cheaper, but you'll need to walk to the foot of the mountain.
I see. I'd rather save some money.
Lucy, I've just finished the novel by Jack London. Nice recommendation. He showed how a dog can become wild when its living environment changes.
Glad you liked it, Fred. Along with Mark Twain and O. Henry, Jack London is one of my favorite writers.
Lucy, I've just finished the novel by Jack London. Nice recommendation. He showed how a dog can become wild when its living environment changes.
Glad you liked it, Fred. Along with Mark Twain and O. Henry, Jack London is one of my favorite writers.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段录音，每段录音后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段录音前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，每小题都有五秒钟的作答时间，每段录音播放两遍。听下面的录音，回答第六和第七小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Honey, put your phone down, please. It's lunchtime and you've been looking at the screen for a long time.
Just a second, babe. I'm trying to buy tickets for Jay's concert. I've been waiting for this for ages.
How do you know he's coming here?
A colleague of mine, Rachel, is a big fan. She's going with her husband and we can go together.
Sounds great. I'll start learning the lyrics of my favorite songs. Honey, put your phone down, please. It's lunchtime and you've been looking at the screen for a long time.
Just a second, babe. I'm trying to buy tickets for Jay's concert. I've been waiting for this for ages.
How do you know he's coming here?
A colleague of mine, Rachel, is a big fan. She's going with her husband and we can go together.
Sounds great. I'll start learning the lyrics of my favorite songs.
Text 7. Hello, Holiday Inn. How can I help you?
Hi, I've booked a single room under the name Emma Smith. I'll be arriving late tonight at around 11 p.m.
No problem. Our front desk is staffed 24 hours a day.
Great. I won't be having dinner. Is room service still available then?
I'm afraid room service closes at that time, but you can order food online, and we can heat it for you when you arrive.
One more thing. One wheel of my suitcase needs repairing. Could someone fix it?
Our repair staff works from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Would tomorrow be okay?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. Text 7. Hello, Holiday Inn. How can I help you?
Hi, I've booked a single room under the name Emma Smith. I'll be arriving late tonight at around 11 p.m.
No problem. Our front desk is staffed 24 hours a day.
Great. I won't be having dinner. Is room service still available then?
I'm afraid room service closes at that time, but you can order food online, and we can heat it for you when you arrive.
One more thing. One wheel of my suitcase needs repairing. Could someone fix it?
Our repair staff works from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Would tomorrow be okay?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Text 11.
'Hi, Stephen. It's been a long time. What have you been doing recently?
Hi, Amanda. I've been cycling every day for a month. I'll take part in a cycling race in our city next month. Will you come and cheer for me?
Good for you. When did you start cycling?
I started when I was 5. My parents thought it was a good way to keep fit.
Do you need a special place to ride?
Not really. I cycle to and from work, which helps to save time. Sometimes I cycle outdoors to relax. Recently, I've been training in the gym to prepare for the race.
I haven't worked out for a long time. Maybe I should take up swimming again. I used to be good at it.
Go for it.
Hi, Stephen. It's been a long time. What have you been doing recently?
Hi, Amanda. I've been cycling every day for a month. I'll take part in a cycling race in our city next month. Will you come and cheer for me?
Good for you. When did you start cycling?
I started when I was 5. My parents thought it was a good way to keep fit.
Do you need a special place to ride?
Not really. I cycle to and from work, which helps to save time. Sometimes I cycle outdoors to relax. Recently, I've been training in the gym to prepare for the race.
I haven't worked out for a long time. Maybe I should take up swimming again. I used to be good at it.
Go for it.
Jack, have you read the news about how young people are helping fight global hunger?
Yes. It's amazing to see how technology and young people can work hand in hand to make farming smarter and greener, Sarah.
For example, a young innovator from France created an app that uses AI to detect pests. Farmers just take a photo of a leaf, and the app tells them if the crop is sick, so they can act quickly.
And Lung Wei from Wuhan developed smart devices that check water use in real time, helping farmers save water and increase production.
Young people are not waiting. They are already helping others. I want to do something too.
There are many ways, Sarah. You could start by buying only the amount of food you really need.
That's something I can try. Jack, have you read the news about how young people are helping fight global hunger?
Yes. It's amazing to see how technology and young people can work hand in hand to make farming smarter and greener, Sarah.
For example, a young innovator from France created an app that uses AI to detect pests. Farmers just take a photo of a leaf, and the app tells them if the crop is sick, so they can act quickly.
And Lung Wei from Wuhan developed smart devices that check water use in real time, helping farmers save water and increase production.
Young people are not waiting. They are already helping others. I want to do something too.
There are many ways, Sarah. You could start by buying only the amount of food you really need.
That's something I can try. A road trip is a long journey taken by car or motorcycle. In a 2022 survey, people were asked about the benefits of road trips. The results showed that 71% believed road trips offer quality time for family bonding. Another 48% enjoyed the freedom to make stops along the way, while 36% felt that road trips save money compared to other forms of travel. The world's first recorded long-distance road trip by the automobile took place in Germany. On 5th August, 1888, Bertha Benz traveled 106 kilometers with her two teenage sons, and the journey took more than 12 hours. The 39-year-old pioneer was the business partner, investor, and wife of automobile inventor Carl Benz. Before this trip, the vehicle had only been used for short test drives. Although Bertha said she was visiting her mother, her real purpose was to promote her husband's invention, showing that the automobile could work over long distances. Through this journey, she also hoped to give Carl Benz confidence in his designs and prove that his work had a future. After Bertha's successful test drive, Benz went on to become the world's largest automobile company. A road trip is a long journey taken by car or motorcycle. In a 2022 survey, people were asked about the benefits of road trips. The results showed that 71% believed road trips offer quality time for family bonding. Another 48% enjoyed the freedom to make stops along the way, while 36% felt that road trips save money compared to other forms of travel. The world's first recorded long-distance road trip by the automobile took place in Germany. On 5th August, 1888, Bertha Benz traveled 106 kilometers with her two teenage sons, and the journey took more than 12 hours. The 39-year-old pioneer was the business partner, investor, and wife of automobile inventor Carl Benz. Before this trip, the vehicle had only been used for short test drives. Although Bertha said she was visiting her mother, her real purpose was to promote her husband's invention, showing that the automobile could work over long distances. Through this journey, she also hoped to give Carl Benz confidence in his designs and prove that his work had a future. After Bertha's successful test drive, Benz went on to become the world's largest automobile company.
第二节到此结束，现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。